Daniel White III, president of GLM Omni Media Group, and this is episode number 133 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done, to move the ball, to score the touchdown, and to win at life, every day of your life, so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life before you die. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, dear friends, we are going through the book Getting Things Done, The ABCs of Time Management by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Pardon me. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book Getting Things Done, The ABCs of Time Management by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15 says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Lord Chesterfield. He said, "Know the true value of time, snatch, seize, and enjoy every moment of it. No idleness, no laziness, no procrastination. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today." Today in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at crisis. Whenever you are faced with a crisis, ask yourself, what can I do to prevent this crisis from recurring? Many of the crises that arise in business or in personal life result from failure to act until a matter becomes urgent, with the result that more time is required to do the job and oftentimes more money. For example, if you are behind schedule with an annual printing job, you can't mail your manuscript to the printer. You must hand deliver it. You can't wait for proofs to be delivered. You must have someone pick them up. You can't delegate various tasks, in connection with the job. You must do them yourself in order to gain time that you have lost. Whenever such a crisis occurs, write yourself a note and put it in your future file to appear on the date you should start working. Failure to start early enough is only one cause of crisis. Others include misunderstandings due to unclear communications, bottlenecking, which we have already dealt with, lack of periodic status reports that can serve as an early warning system, failure to follow through after delegating, and failure to make contingency plans. Analyze each crisis and see if you can devise ways of preventing a repetition. you'll find you can save enough time and energy to enable you to deal effectively with those relatively few cases in which circumstances totally beyond your control make it necessary to push the panic button. It is better to solve problems than crisis. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries, it's coming and we live. We will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Now let's pray our prayer together that we pray each week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought to have. And we have done those things, rather, which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us, but thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.